This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, November 20th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Balance sheets at the end of 2025 indicating plenty of disparity between livestock and row crop farmers. Julie Roberts with Compeer Financial says some regions and farms are more challenged than others.
For row crop production, a very challenging 2025. We're definitely seeing that cost price squeeze. Our costs are going up. Our prices have not gone up equivalently, and that's compressing margins. In our part of the world, we've seen producers have a strong harvest, and so that's helped a little bit. And then for our livestock producers, those lower grain prices have translated over into lower feed prices, and they're experiencing a bit better price situation.
Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, says end-of-year financials are sobering.
Long and short is we're unprofitable at these numbers, and we're playing a very high-stakes game economically. That leads to less opportunities for any young producers without huge access to capital. They're banned. The barriers to entry are so high, you can't even get started now. And we need a lowering and a resetting of this cost structure in order to have economically sustainable future opportunities.
National Corn Growers President Jed Bauer says they have begun their own effort in surveying reasons why input costs have moved higher.
We have spun up an input task force. My current vice president, Matt Frostick, is going to lead that up. We've got people from across the country involved. We're actually looking at bringing in other commodities as we dive into this a little farther. The secretary and the deputy are both excited to see what we bring forth because they understand the frustration.
Richard Fordyce, the USDA undersecretary for farm production and conservation, says they're on task now delivering farm assistance approved by Congress last year.
Congress passed the American Relief Act back in December of 2024. That's the one that had the $30 billion of relief toward agriculture. So part of that was initially was that $10 billion economic aid package that went out in May of 2025. Then in July was the first tranche of the disaster response. And then on Monday of this week, we announced the second tranche of that disaster response. All told, when we're finished with implementing all three of those segments of that action, is going to be about $30 billion.
Agriculture leaders on Capitol Hill and in the Trump administration have discussed additional bridge financial assistance for farmers, but Fordyce says no decisions have been made. However, work has been done in evaluating need.
You know, we've done some preliminary work, right? I mean, we've had conversations after conversation after conversation talking about where we are. Actually, the chief economist is key in this because of the data that they have access to, the formulas that they can run. And so, you know, conversations with chief economist and, you know, obviously the secretary's office, the White House, trying to figure out what might be or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no decision at this point.
Fordyce, on another matter, says he is determined to give FPAC team members the tools they need to assist farmers and ranchers.
I mean, it's my 100% motivation to bring FPAC into the 21st century, right? And be able to meet farmers and ranchers where they are, right? I mean, we're so far behind them from a technology standpoint. When we hand them a paper map and a pencil and say, hey, do an acreage report, I mean, they're used to it because that's the way they've had to do it. We're gonna fix that.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.